this city live Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. Of course, you know Ricky is the famous orchestra leader and singer, and Lucy is the famous...
Her hair is very red, and she's married to Ricky. In this district, close to theaters and nightclubs where Ricky works, they have a little apartment where they laugh, love, and thoroughly enjoy life. They live in this apartment, here on the 7th floor. Now let's look in. No, not that apartment. Yes, that's right. Okay. It's 11 o'clock now. They should be getting up. Ricky is one of those individuals who wakes up in the morning bright and cheery. On the other hand, Lucy is one of those individuals who, when she wakes up in the morning...
He got in later than I did. I wonder whatever happened to my type. Ricky?
Yes, Lucy, what is it?
If you'd known how I look in the morning, would you still have married me? Well, would you?
I'm trying to decide.
I was just teasing you, honey. You look beautiful to me all the time.
You were not teasing me. I know you, Ricky Ricardo. Just because you're going to be a big television star, you're casting me aside like an old shoe.
Now, please, don't talk about it till it happens. What do you want to do, jinx me?
Gents, you?
Yeah, gents. J-I-N,
X?
X? Don't be ridiculous. I don't know how to spell it. It means bad luck. Some sponsors are coming to the club to see my show. And if they like it, I'll put it on television, that's all.
What night are they coming, do you know?
No.
You do, too.
I do not. They're going to tell my agent, and Jerry will tell me as soon as he knows.
Well, it doesn't matter. You'll never be a success on television anyway.
What? What do you mean I won't be a success on television?
You don't have a pretty girl in your act.
Yeah. Here we go again.
On television, you have to have a pretty girl to demonstrate the sponsor's product.
Yeah?
Sure, she eats it, or drinks it, or smokes it, or waxes the floor with it, or cuts potatoes with it, or drives off in it. Sure. How would you like to have your sponsor's product demonstrated by a gorgeous redhead?
I love it. You know where I can find one?
Oh, Ricky, stop. You're getting lather all over.
Never mind that. Help me find my ear.
You didn't really lose an ear.
Huh? Okay, you talk me into it. You can demonstrate a sponsor's product on the show.
Good. What is it?
Men's shorts. Oh. Now, look, Lucy, you know how I feel about this. I don't want my wife in show business.
Why?
Why?
I ask you first.
Oh, honey, we've been over this 10,000 times. I want a wife who's just a wife. Now, look, all you got to do is clean the house for me, hand me my pipe when I come home at night,
cook for me, and be the mama for my children.
You don't smoke a pipe.
It doesn't matter. Just do the others.
You're missing a good bet. I say you're missing a good bet.
Am I?
Yeah.
How you figure?
Because I can sing.
Huh?
And dance.
What else?
And tell jokes. How about it?
No.
Oh, you have no imagination. I'll bet if Ziegfeld or Earl Carroll had seen me, they'd sign me up like that.
As what?
As a beautiful showgirl. Go answer the door.
Hiya, baby. Well, this is it, boy. Tonight is the night. This is it. Tonight is the night.
What do you mean, shush? Shout it from the housetops, boy. This is it.
Tonight is the night the sponsors are coming down to catch your show for TV.
Fine, fine, but I don't want Lucy to hear.
She knows the audition is tonight. She'll pester the life out of me.
Oh, I see. Well, have you got everything all set?
Sure, everything's fine.
Can you get that clown act you want to put it in the show?
You mean Pepito?
Yeah, Pepito, the fellow that rides on the bicycle.
Yeah, I'll have him do the bicycle act, and then he can do that shell a bit.
That's good, fine. Then everything is all taken care of,
huh? Everything's fine.
Okay, I'll see you down at the club later.
All right, Jerry.
Good.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. The lawyer gave me this yesterday. He wants you and Lucy to...
Hey, what am I whispering for?
He wants you and Lucy to sign it, and I'll take it right back to him.
What is it?
Well, you know, I don't think he has much confidence that you'll be a success in television. It's your will.
He's been talking about that for months.
Well, come on, boy. Let's get going with it. Get it signed, because on account of you, I got to take it all the way back downtown.
Hey, wait a minute, Jerry. You run along. I'll have Lucy take it down to the attorneys.
Lucy? Well, now, why should she have to go all the way down there?
It's taking most of the day, and I won't have any of my hair during the rehearsals.
Oh, I see. Is she still trying to get in the act?
Yeah.
Well, I give up. I tell you, I'll see you later, huh?
All right, Jerry.
Now, don't forget, knock 'em dead tonight.
Lucy, I got something. Lucy?
No.
And that's final. Hurry up, honey.
Coming, Baxter. Who was that at the door?
Jerry.
Jerry, what'd he say? Does he know anything yet? What'd he say?
Nothing. Just business. He broke my will.
Oh, I'll get your toast for you. Your will?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Ricky?
Nothing is the matter.
There is, too. You're keeping something from me. You're sick.
I never felt better in my whole life.
Then you lied to me when we were married. You're really older than I think.
Now, look, honey, this is just good business. The lawyer said I should have a will. Then everything is legally taken care of if anything happens, that's all.
I won't discuss it.
Look, you have to know what to do so that you know what's going to happen when I go.
All right, Ricky.
That's better. Now, what's the matter?
Oh, Ricky, I miss you so.
For goodness sakes, Lucy, I haven't gone yet.
Don't go, Ricky, don't go.
Now, look, honey, I'm perfectly well. I feel fine. But let's face it, we all have to go sometime.
We do?
We do, unless you know something the rest of us don't.
No, I don't. I'll get your toast for you.
All right. He brought your will along, too.
My will?
Yeah.
What for? You're the one that's going.
Now, Lucy?
What are you trying to do? Shove me ahead of you in line?
Look, honey, this isn't my idea. It's the lawyer's. We got to get him signed, and you got to take it out to the attorneys today.
Impossible. I have an appointment to have my hair dyed. Washed.
They got to go today.
Oh, Ricky, the attorney's way downtown. It'll take me all day.
Yeah, I know. Look, Lucy, forget about the toast. I got to go to the club.
Oh, Ricky, do I have to take them down today? Can't they wait?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, suppose you didn't take them down till tomorrow.
Yes.
And we both got killed today.
Yes.
How could you take them down tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Use of having a rehearsal, we're not gonna do it right. When you sing, don't go go Let's put some pep into the thing, you know? All right? Okay, all right. Pepito, haven't you got your costume on yet?
I'm coming.
All right.
Sell my music. Come on, let's go.
All right, let's get Valencia.
Smallest bicycle. Hey, monsieur, comportez. Valet, señor valet.
Oh, the
zigzag business? Oh, the zigzag? Yeah. All
right. Okay. Pepito! Pepito! Are you
all right? I'm alive. Oh, boy, that's all you need is a little rest.
Just help him along, then.
All right, go home, please.
No, Pepito. Don't go home, would you? That's too far. Why don't you go over to my apartment? There's nobody there. You can rest for a couple of hours.
Okay.
All right?
Who my bicycle, bro?
Well, they'll help you
that.
With
we'll
it. Help will you help him?
Sure.
Take it easy now, Pepe, will you?
I'll be all right.
All right.
You go and finish your rest.
All right, Pepe. Take it easy now. Okay.
Go
with him, will you, fellas?
Okay.
Let's take the Continental. The Continental. You ready? Okay. All right. What kind of a start is that? All right. Drum roll.
For rehearsal. Ricky told me to come here and rest.
What are you doing at rehearsal? Are they getting ready for that television audition?
It's tonight.
Tonight? Why, that big bum. So that's why he wanted me to traipse all the way downtown. Just to get rid of me. Well, how do you feel, Pepito? All right?
Not so good.
Gee, what's Ricky going to do if you're not there? Who'll he get?
I don't know. Maybe you can take my place.
Don't be ridiculous. Hey. Pepito, you look awful.
I do?
Yeah. You're hurt worse than you think.
I am?
Yeah, you better lie down and rest, Pepito.
No. I need to do it for Ricky. It's pretty good.
It does, huh?
I think I can do it.
You do, huh?
Yeah. I think I can do it just fine.
You think you can make it tonight, Pepito?
Oh!
Did Pepito show up yet?
No, he has not come.
Oh, my goodness. Here we are. We're giving the audition. The sponsors are there. And he's not here yet. What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do one more number. And if he doesn't show up by then, I'll just have to close the show. All right?
Okay.
We'll do Cavi, eh? Give me the hand. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention for a minute, please? You know, the last time that we went to Havana, we met a fellow down there that we'd like to talk to you about because he's really quite a character. He drives a horse and buggy in Havana. As a matter of fact, he drives the only horse and buggy left in Havana. He doesn't believe in taxi cabs. He says a taxi cab and a Havana moon don't go well together. So he's broke all the time, but he's happy. Everybody knows him down there. They all like him. And they call him the Cuban cabbie. And if you want to see him, all you got to do is just come down with me to Havana. We sit in the open-air cafes in El Prado. And he'll be riding up and down the boulevard every night. And if you happen to be in the mood for listening, you'll probably hear him singing something like this. Giddy up there, Pinto. I forgot to tell you, Pinto is the name of the horse. My horse and carriage is for hire, senora. For just as long as you desire, senorita. You want to ride, forget the mañana and come to Havana with me. I'm the Cuban cabbie. I'm the Cuban cabbie. The taxi drivers drive you frantic, you know. Oh, but my rig is more romantic and so. You wanna ride an eye full of splendor and you can depend upon me. I'm the Cuban cabbie and I need dinero, money that broke to me. The moon is creeping, the shadows creeping. It's time for riding through the park. A lovely night for lovers, the same as you two are. If you like music, I'll give you music as we go riding in the dark. I'll sing a Spanish love song to the strains of my guitar. Ese luna que tienes, cielito lindo, junto a la boca. No se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo. I'm just kidding, fellow. Que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 ay. Everybody sing, sing.
Canta y no llores.
Canta.
Porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los toras.
Once more, everybody.
Ay, 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 ay.
You're a fine one. I'm singing a love song. She's getting hysterical.
My horse and carriage is for hire, senor. For just as long as you desire, senorita. Do you want to ride? The sweet senoritas and gay caballeros. Cuban cabbie, and I know my business, and I mind my business. You wanna ride,
you wanna ride,
you wanna ride,
you wanna ride,
you wanna ride. You wanna
ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You've been a wonderful audience, but I am afraid that we're going to close.
If you see a fellow named Risky Risker Doe, if you see a fellow named Risky Risker Doe, have you? Ah!
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for a feller named Risky Riskerdo.
I'm Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
You know where I find Risky Riskerdo? Huh?
Now, look, Pepito, I mean, Lucito, we're doing a show here, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, what do you want?
I want to be in a band.
Oh, you're a musician.
I am? I am, yeah. Where do I sit?
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. What do you think you can do? Just walk up here like this and start working with the band? Just like that? What do you think this is? First of all, I'll have to see your credentials. Have you had any experience? Look, Professor, come here, will you? Tell me something. Do you play that thing?
What's that?
I say, do you play that thing?
What thing?
Never mind making fun of my English.
That's English.
Do you play that instrument?
Where?
There.
Where?
Right there.
Where?
There, you brought it up here. Right there, there.
Oh! Yeah.
Do you play it?
Well...
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you an audition.
Huh?
We'll listen to you. Play something for us. We'll listen.
No.
Yes.
No.
Right now.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Will you help me?
I'll help you with it, sure.
Thanks,
You're welcome. Con orquesta, ¿cómo lo quieren? ¿Cuatro, en dos, pizzicato, andante, moderato, por debajo, por arriba, cómo lo quieren?
Gracias.
All right, everybody ready? We go with the professor on the downbeat. Anytime you're ready, professor, we go with you. Okay. Look, Professor, I'm sorry, but I haven't got any use for a cellist.
No!
No. I tell you what, though, I have a brand new instrument.
And I've been looking for somebody who can play it.
Oh.
And if you can play, you got yourself a job.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, what is it?
It's a Saxavibra Trombofonovich.
Oh, Saxavibra Trombofonovich.
You think you can play it?
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, that's wonderful. The professor can play it. Bring it out here. Professor will take care of the cello for you. Here you are. Take good care of the professor's cello now. All right? Here you are, Professor. Back here, Professor. Back here, Professor. Now, Professor, all you gotta do is just give us a tune,
right,
and you got yourself a job.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Go to it.
Right. Ah!
Where you been? It's almost 3 o'clock. Ricky, talk to me. Oh, Ricky. Gee, I was only trying to help you, honest. I never dreamed they'd offer me a contract.
What are you going to do about it?
What do you want me to do, Ricky?
You know what I want. All I want you to do is just clean the house.
Oh, I've been cleaning the house ever since I got home.
And hand me my pipe.
And cook for you and be the mama for your children.
Let's see you pull that out of your pocket.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you about that, Ricky. I have a surprise for you.
You do?
Yeah, something that should make you very happy.
Lucy, you mean?
Yes, darling. I baked your favorite pie.